Blog Talk Radio. Well, hi everyone. We usually have some music to say and welcome in the beginning of the show, so we'll see what happens. I'll stop talking if we hear some good music in. Oh.
Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills. Catch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chill. In colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me. How you suffered for your sanity. How you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze. Swirling clouds in violet haze. Reflecting Vincent. Eyes shine a blue, colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me. How you suffered for your sanity. How you tried to set them free. They would not listen. They did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. For they could not love you. But still your love was true. And when no hope was left in sight on that starry, starry night, you took your life as lovers often do. But I could have told you, Vincent, this world was never meant for one as beautiful as you.
Welcome, everyone. Thank you for that beautiful song. So touching. Welcome to Dr. Catherine May's Blog Talk Radio program channel panel. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, 2015. For those of you who would like to listen on your phone, I'm going to give you a start meeting number and an ID number, so get out your pens and paper. 701-801-1220 is the number to dial. And then you hit this ID number, 856-768-151 and pound. So you can also listen to a couple of previous shows archives, but for those who would like to listen on your phone, that's another way, in addition to our blog talk call, that you can listen to our programs. Welcome, everyone. Tonight we have a beautiful show. We are going to have as our visitors tonight, of course, Catherine and Christine, as well as our dear mother and our brothers, Sananda and Archangel Michael, and a very special guest tonight. She's known as Miss Pebbles. She's been a sacred member of our family for many, many years. She is a very gentle soul. She was known as a sonic wave healer. and came to Earth from a very high dimension with a very big and difficult mission. And we all look forward to hearing her story tonight. For those of you who aren't, who have not yet signed up to get our New Earth Times newsletter in your email box, you can visit our website at whoneedslight.org and hit the sign up button, put in your email address, and you'll get our latest messages from the Company of Heaven and our family of light workers here right in your email box as soon as they come out. We also have a Facebook page, Who Needs Light. We also post our messages there. And my name is Meg. I'm your co-host for tonight. And for those of you with any health questions about our ascension process, you can reach me at my Facebook page at wisdomwithin-MegDavis and leave me a message, and I'll get back to you right away.
Meg?
That's all our...
Hi, yeah. It's Catherine. I'm going to ask you to excuse... Somehow we our start meeting dropped, and I'm going to try to re-up that, and I will be back in a minute.
Okay.
Okay?
That sounds good.
All right. So if you'll just tell them a little bit about about your Facebook page.
I'll be glad
and
to.
And I'll be right back.
Okay, good.
All right.
I'll tell about both. Whoneedslight.org, you can find a connection to order Catherine's book, Who Needs Light, which Mother God calls our manual for ascension, which took over 25 years to write. It's amazing, chock full of information about how we can be visually centered and assist in our ascension and connect with the higher realms. You can also see her visual centering YouTube page that has videos of how to start learning how to do your own visual centering in addition to reading the book. And this has been an amazing skill in allowing us to stay in our pillar of light and connect with our higher self, our twin flame, and the higher dimensions. So I highly recommend it. You can find it at YouTube under Dr. Catherine E. May. Also, you can Google visual centering, and you'll find the videos there to watch along. There are many people who have some health questions about what's going on with our health during this ascension process, what foods to eat, what foods to avoid, and how we can come into a natural balance with our health. And so if there's any questions on your own health issues, I'm happy to connect you with natural methods and my experience as an acupuncturist and nutritionist. You can leave me a message at the Facebook page. And we also have postings there of relevant news information as more and more information comes out about things we need to make sure that we are paying attention to in the news. You'll also find some posts there. So I think that's good.
Hi, Meg. I'm back.
Oh, good timing. Hi, Catherine. Welcome.
Hi. We're recording on the start meeting line, and somehow it dropped just as we were starting the show. So I went back and re-upped it. So now people who want to call in on their phone can do so.
Oh, good.
Okay, so we're all set.
We're all set. Thank you.
Now, Sananda said he would like to MC the show tonight. this is something that's close to our hearts, of course, and a little difficult to talk about still because we just lost Pebbles a couple days ago. But it's a very important story, one that is going to surprise people a great deal. I heard you saying Miss Pebbles was a very high being. And this is the part that I think will be surprising to a lot of people. Some of us, all of us came here with a mission, but some of us are lucky enough to have animals in our lives who actually came here with a mission of their own. And this was the case with Pebbles. And so it's very important that we talk about what her mission was and what it accomplished. And the fact that it was no accident that this happens just now at the end of this era, and at the time when we're all dealing with these incredible frequencies that are blaring. Now, most of the people, Sananda has told me recently, most of the people on the earth are being protected. The ones who need it are being protected from the frequencies. So people are not actually feeling the full impact of the frequencies. Christine, since she's the point person on this project, is feeling them much more than the rest of us, so that she's monitoring and observing and documenting every step of the way. And, of course, I'm right there with her, feeling them as well. They help me, like tonight, I wouldn't be able to do the show. It's even hard to talk right now. But I wouldn't be able to hear them, to channel, if they didn't block it enough so that I can make contact. It's been an incredible week. Just the blazing frequencies make you feel like you're deaf, like your head is being, you know, hit with an ice pick. And the most recent one today is really designed to stop us. They do not want us to talk about this tonight. So I'm feeling aches everywhere that I've ever had an ache. It's aching now. And they're trying to get Christine to really not be able to speak. So we'll do our best. I'm just, you know, giving everyone a little heads up, if we're having a little trouble making sense, it's because we are really struggling a bit here. But we want to tell the story, and we want everyone to know. So I'm going to turn it over to Sananda, because he has been with Christine all along, has always been at her side, knows her life story, and knows all about the animals that were a part of Christine's life. And, of course, our Pebbles is with them now. And she came today, and she also said that she would like to speak. So it's going to be an unusual time when people learn that someone who came here in a cat body is actually a very high master who was here purposefully at this time to be with his family, to be able to do this mission so that we could talk about it now. So I'm going to turn this over to Sananda and let him speak. You can probably hear, I'm not sure why, but I'm shaking a bit. I'm not certain what it is. I'm not nervous or upset, but feeling very shaky. So I'll let Sananda come through and bring his energy, and that will help us all to settle down.
All right, Catherine, that sounds good. And we're all here sending love and light and holding all of us together, so we've got your backs, and we're all holding hands as a light worker family, so we'll get through it. And welcome, dear brother Sananda.
Greetings, Meg. Greetings, everyone. This is such an important program tonight. I know it sounds strange to some folks that we would dedicate one of our blog talk shows to a cat. But the surprise for everyone here is that this was a very special cat, one who carried energy from a very high dimension and was her entire life directly in contact with Mother God. she had the calm and sweet energy of Mother God in her soul. She came to Christine with her sister, whom we call Bam Bam. She came with her sister about 7 years ago, knowing they knew, the two kittens knew, that they were looking for their mom, the one who would be the person who would take care of them. She found them when they were very tiny. And immediately took on the job of being a mom to two of the most remarkable souls. They showed her immediately how sensitive they were, how attentive to her and her energies they were. As if Christine's thin veil, as we've called it, she's more aware of energy than most people. So she can see the energies that these two cats were putting out. And like you said, Pebbles was a sonic wave healer. This is what she called herself. She told us this through her animal communicator, who was as stunned to hear this as Catherine and Christine were. But she told their friend Sharon very clearly that she was a sonic wave healer. And Bam Bam also offered that she is a super scrubber. So Pebbles had the ability to create energy waves, and as she described it, sonic energy waves that would emanate outward from her and fill the room to create a loving and peaceful atmosphere for everyone there. Now, Bam Bam does something a little different. She walks the perimeter of whatever place she's in. Here she walks around and around the house, scrubbing the energy and keeping the energy in the house clean. Now, that may sound odd to you that you might actually have energy in your house that's dirty, but Christine is very sensitive to this kind of thing. She can feel it and she can see it. And so she's very affected by it. So it was very appropriate that these two masters came to help her, because she really needed this service. And they have been doing this work with Christine ever since they came, becoming more and more able, more and more effective at the way they did their work. Now, Pebbles was a very, very sensitive being. She could read the frequencies, the incoming frequencies. And Christine had no way of knowing that when she and Catherine took on this project to deal with the incoming frequencies and the people who are sending them, every day they talk with those who have been sending the energies. They have brought hundreds, now thousands of people out of the underground by talking them out, by giving them suggestions, by offering them help, by showing them how to reach for mother and father. And meanwhile, Christine can feel the energies coming in, and she can also follow them to their origin and see the people who are sending it. She can see the rooms underground where they're sitting at their desks, leaning on the button. She can see the ones who are designing new frequencies every day to make it more painful, more bothersome, more difficult for all of you on the surface. They especially aim these frequencies at light workers. Now, most of you, as Catherine said, are being protected. You would not be able to get through the day if we were not holding you, buffering the energies that are coming through. But everyone's affected by them. We can't eliminate them completely because this is your project, this planet Earth transition. So you need to know, you need to have the information. So initially, Christine and Catherine had no way of knowing that their pets, their animals, were also very much involved in this project, in this mission, and feel the energies even more intensely than they do. They're like the bellwether that signals when the energies are getting harsh. Little Che, the Chihuahua, will begin to shake and worries about his humans. Well, Pebbles and Bam Bam did the same. Pebbles, because of her mission, had the agreement that she would experience the frequencies to an even larger extent than Christine and Catherine were feeling. She was tremendously affected by it. She was becoming, as the frequencies got worse and worse, she became distraught, upset, disorganized. And I'm going to allow either Michael or Christine to describe the feelings that she expressed during that time. The way she was struggling to manage the frequencies that were truly taking her apart. Now, Christine feels that when they send energies that are imbued with messages. Some of the messages will be to doubt yourself. Some of them will be to feel despair. Some will be to agitate. And people who are already very sensitive and who are already in pain can be very deeply affected by them. Now, Pebbles was very affected. And after she came here with Christine last January, came here to be with Catherine. And there were many people in and out of the house in need of help, many who brought tremendously dark energies with them. And all the animals began to feel the combination of the frequencies bombarding them. And people in the house who were emanating energies that were very dark. And both of them felt it their responsibility to clear all that energy. And there were times when they became frantic. Pebbles especially, because she couldn't complete her work. She couldn't overcome the dark energies. And she was in pain from the frequencies coming in. She began to pee outside her litter box because she was so distraught. And then when she did that, she would be so ashamed and so upset. She would climb up on her perch and hide her face under her arm. She talked to Christine. She could communicate telepathically with Christine to some extent. And she also talked with Sharon, the animal communicator, and talked about how upset she was, how ashamed she was, and how afraid she was that she was falling behind in her spiritual progress, while everyone else in the family seemed to be moving ahead. Now, I know that there's probably no one here today who's ever heard their cat say that they're afraid they're falling behind in their spiritual work. But this was Pebbles. She was here to be a spiritual person, being. We think of her as a person because she was so sensitive and kind and sweet. And this went on for a while, and she struggled. She tried very hard to overcome the feelings, but she couldn't. She was so distraught at one point, she said, there was such a terrible pain in her head that she couldn't find herself. And another time, she said she couldn't find herself inside her body. About that time, Christine decided it was time for her to be able to go outdoors. And so she was allowed to go out in the yard, and that seemed to help a bit. But the frequencies began to increase, as you know, over the past months. It's gotten worse and worse. And as it got worse, the problem Pebbles was having increased. She got so that she could not face herself. She couldn't face her litter box. She couldn't control things in herself. This was about the time that Catherine and Christine decided to take the pets and go to Canada. They thought it might be quieter there. Well, unfortunately, the cabal could read their location. They can follow their energies and knew that they were there and actually turned up the heat. And so although Pebbles was able to go outdoors and she no longer had the problem with peeing outside the box, she began staying out all night and catching mice and bringing them home and putting them on the doorstep. It was very distressing to Christine that her sweet animals had begun to kill others. And actually, the first time that Pebbles ever caught a mouse, Christine called Sharon in, and Pebbles asked, "Did I make that little being leave its body?" And she was told yes. about the time they were settled in Canada and Pebbles was hunting. She seemed to get wilder and wilder. She would stay out late, didn't want to come in the evening. And after a while, she started staying out all night more and more frequently, and it became a great concern. Christine tried to monitor her and bring her in during the day and not let her go out at night, but eventually she figured that out too and just wouldn't come home during the day. So they came back to New York, and Pebbles was looking wilder and wilder. She had a strange, faraway look in her eyes. She was struggling constantly to try and manage herself. I will let our brother Michael come and describe some of these things to you too. He would like to talk. And I hope that Christine will be able to speak about Pebbles. She will. So I will tell the end of the story, and then we'll go back and talk about it. A few nights ago, Pebbles didn't come home. She didn't come home the next morning. She didn't come home the whole next day or all the next night. By the second day, it became very clear that Pebbles was lost or gone or something had happened to her. Finally, Catherine asked me to please tell her the truth, to please tell her what had happened to Pebbles so that she could eventually explain it to Christine. Pebbles had become, this is what I told Catherine, Pebbles had become so almost deranged from the frequencies, as she now will describe it, that she focused her energy. She tried to focus herself by hunting. At first, it was just to follow the little animals, to see where they live, to watch their movements. At first, she was just stalking and walking through the woods and learning about animals, about other animals. But eventually, she began catching mice and bringing them home, many of them. And then she discovered that she could catch chipmunks. And little by little, she became so focused on hunting that she developed a kind of lust for it. And she, you might say, turned toward killing as a way to focus her energy and concentrate her mind. She will tell you about that process. The night that Pebbles stayed out all night, she was roaming the woods rather far from her house. There was a den of coyotes she was curious. Went right up to it. They pounced. And she died instantly. I wanted Christine to know that she did not suffer. And that, in fact, this was her mission and her destiny. Now, if you can picture a high being driven crazy by these frequencies, who became so upset and so disoriented and so disorganized within herself that she could only hold on by turning to violence. This was her mission, to demonstrate to the world what that process is, what it does to people. Because in her consciousness, she is every bit as human as you and I. She was also in the body of a cat, and so had the qualities in addition to her consciousness of a cat, a hunter. That's the outline of the story. I'm going to let the others now talk about it and add their point of view and their feelings and their thoughts. Now let me ask, would you like to speak, Christine? Yes, our dear Christine is here. She will add much more to the story. And now, we will all support her and send her love so that she can talk about this. Of course, it's still very difficult for her. I'm going to turn this over to Christine now.
Thank you, Sunanda. And thank you for being so close in these painful days and holding me so close. It's really made all the difference for me. Well, I just want to say a few things about Pebbles. I was fortunate enough to know as soon as she came to live with me that she was a very special, very high light being. I knew that both about both her and her sister. And I always felt when I touched her that she was from a very high dimension and had come to do something very special. I always felt so honored that her and her sister had come to live with me. I knew that part of their mission was to help me come through difficult days, but I knew they each had an important mission on their own as well. And I just vowed to give them a loving lifetime where every single day our home would be full of peace, they would never know violence, and they would be loved and know they were loved every single day. And I feel like it's the best accomplishment I've ever had, is how I got to love them. And our relationship was very deep and quiet and joyful and wonderful. And although I miss her little body and the feeling, the incredible feeling to touch her and to feel her in a room, I'm very happy she's with our family above, as they showed me many times she is. And I'm so proud of her for fulfilling her difficult mission. She was very, very brave. And what both Pebbles and I would want everyone to know is that every being on this planet is working towards our ascension in ways we can't even fathom. And if you look at Little Pebbles' mission, which was to show what happens when you focus on death, you focus on aggression, even if it's out of pain and not knowing what to do, that you yourself draw to you death and aggression. So what I want to say is that so many lightworkers I've seen too that feel they're not understanding their mission or they're failing their mission, but sometimes to do something difficult is to fulfill our mission. That's what Little Pebbles has shown us. She was exquisite. I feel very fortunate that I had the capability to feel her delicate and high energies. She was from a dimension far above the fifth, far, far above the fifth. And she was exquisite. And I feel so fortunate to have been her mom here. And that we had this time together. The night when Catherine was getting the messages from Sananda about what had happened, I was awake most of that night looking out. Was she coming back? But in my heart, I already knew. And in the wee hours of the morning, I looked out across our yard, and far away, I saw her sitting there in her spirit body. And behind her was a great spirit bear. And I just looked at her for the longest time. She was more beautiful than ever. And the mom part of me wanted to rush towards her and scoop her up. But she let me know it wasn't time to do that. And the spirit bear was guarding her and helping her to come across the dimensions to show me she was safe and that she had made it home to mother and father's loving arms. We all think we're alone working on the things we are. And when I see how that this assignment that we took on, our little family, of understanding the frequency warfare that's happened on the surface of Earth. You know, I had no idea our animals were involved in it and backing us and had their own assignments with it. It's just the very truth of it all is that we are all connected. We're all helping each other. None of us are rising alone. Although some assignments and projects may have a different title, they're all interwoven. And not only is humanity helping each other, but the animals, our precious animals, the kingdoms, the very rocks we walk by, the trees, we're all joined in this together. I've learned so much this week. And I'm so proud of you, Little Pebbles. You have really taught your mom a lot. And her and Bam Bam talked, and they decided, and Little Bam Bam decided to stay here, and she has been magnificent. She's taking care of the family. She's so strong. She's so steady. She's so loving. And we wanted to tell this story because it reveals so much about us, about our missions, about who we are, about our connectedness, and about our love. So I'm going to give you over, I think we're going to take a moment to take a deep breath. I'm going to give you back to Catherine. I think Michael might be coming through Catherine. Or Catherine may have some important words as well. I just thank you all for sharing this story with us. It includes all of us. Our project may be at this moment to understand the frequencies and to send love back to those who are sending them out and to invite them home, home where we all belong. But that's what all of our projects are. We may know the name of ours, but all of us are involved in the raising of Earth and ourselves and our families right now. So I just thank you, Pebbles, for your courage and your beauty and for coming to live with us and teach us so much. And now I'll give you back to Catherine.
Thank you, Christine. I also feel honored to have been a part of Pebble's life and to have seen and watched this whole process evolve. Christine has taught me a lot about what animals are capable of, because she describes what she sees and what she feels, and it was fascinating to watch her with her two cats and the way she expected them to be high-level spiritual beings and talk to them as such. And they responded. They responded beautifully. And they all have grown together. And even though Pebbles isn't here anymore, she has made an agreement with Mother, I think, to allow her to maintain her Pebblesness. It depends, you know, when we cross over, we can reemerge with our higher selves. We can remain around for a little while if we choose to, or if it's for the greater good. Many of us, especially the ones who come as special animals, special animal friends, often don't stay around too long. But she's said she will be here to help us go through this project. And of course now she's not disturbed by the frequencies anymore. But I'm going to let Michael and Pebbles tell you about that. But I wish I could capture for everyone the amazing experience of being with a mom who has animals that she really understood. Really, really understood. And she could tell that Pebbles was struggling and was in pain and was distraught. And she would tell me, Pebbles is feeling ashamed and she's so upset at what she's done and she's so sorry for what she's done. And Christine was always, always patient, always, always trying to reassure her, always trying to help her to come through it. So it was a beautiful thing to watch the way Christine was so steady and kind, and I know it helped Pebbles to be able to complete her mission. So I'm going to let Michael come through now. I think he wants to give his perspective too. And it's interesting that all of us have been here and seen the whole process, but each of us are touched a little differently by it, and we remember different things. So, of course, Michael was there for the whole, for Pebble's whole life. So I'm going to let him come through now. I'll give this back to Meg for a moment and get a drink of water and settle in. I'm feeling a little, I turned up the heat a little, and I'm wrapped up in my chair, but the frequencies are really very unsettling tonight.
Mm.
Really difficult. So bear with us, everybody. I'm going to let the others speak, mostly because they're much clearer. And they're not affected by the frequencies as we are.
Okay. Thank you, Christine, for all of us. I know this is a touching moment, so we so appreciate you sharing your energy and her story. We'll give Catherine just a second to get a drink of water and to settle in and bring in our dear brother Michael. We look forward to hearing from him too.
Hello, everyone. Yes, it's Michael. Well, it is a sad time, of course, for Christine, and Catherine's feeling the sadness, too, of missing their little Pebbles, but we're very joyful, those of us who are here with Pebbles. We love having her near us, here on the other side of the veil, and I want Christine to know, once again, I will reassure her, that she will experience Pebbles on both sides of the veil, and that Pebbles will be here to send her sonic wave energy, which will be felt just as much as it was when she was here in a body. And of course, you will now experience the special treat, the special pleasure of being able to speak with Pebbles, who will now, you know, has perfect command of English and can speak to you in an even clearer way than she did before. So, I too was privileged to watch this whole process, to see Pebbles grow from a tiny kitten to a very elegant, very loving, and beautiful cat. I'm going to describe something she used to do. She would climb up on Christine's bed and lie on Christine's chest. And she would say, air. She could talk. And much of the time, Christine would know what she was talking about and could tell that she was really trying to communicate. And especially in the last days, she was trying to communicate how upset she was and how sorry she was and distressed she was that she could not manage herself, that she was in so much pain and confusion that she could not manage herself to be the kind of being that she wanted to be. Now, for many cats, it would not be so distressing to be catching mice or killing chipmunks. But for Pebbles, it was a moral issue. She knew that she Pebbles, would never have wanted to kill another being. But she was truly beside herself from the pain and the trauma. And so she became completely unhinged, distraught. And she has described it to us as she felt as though she'd lost herself. But of course, as soon as she left her body, she came leaping into mother's arms and father's arms too. She knew she would be welcomed home. And she's done her reviews and thought a lot about what this life meant, and she now understands and remembers why she came here and what her mission was. So it's not so different from what people do when they come in a human body. After your life, well, some of you are already remembering now that you're still on the surface. You're remembering what your missions are. You might remember part of what your plan was before you came here. So this is a very interesting story because all the elements are there that will apply to all of you when the veil lifts and you learn all about your own projects, your own missions, you will have the kind of revelation that Pebbles has had and that we all have had when we end a lifetime. But this time, of course, it will be happening very soon for all of you, and you don't have to end your lifetime in order to learn. So Pebbles is here. She's been working with all of us because, of course, we are her family. She's learned a great deal about herself, about what her mission really was. And I'm going to let her talk to you about that. She asked this afternoon, she asked Catherine if Catherine could channel her, because she wanted to be able to come and speak. And she wanted to talk to her, Christine, as well. And she knew it would be difficult. Christine wouldn't feel comfortable channeling her, but she also wanted to be able to talk to Christine. So I'm going to step aside and have our, we actually have a fireside here. The fire is going, and some of you may hear the sound on the roof. It's raining hard, and sometimes you'll hear it, probably hear it in the background. There's rain pelting the roof. There's a fire in the fireplace, and we're all cozy and warm here. And this is very pleasant for Pebbles because she very much liked to be near the fire and to be in this room with Christine where she could watch and care for her family. So, I am Michael. You call me Archangel Michael. And I have the great pleasure to turn this talking stick over to our beloved Pebbles. We call her Miss Pebbles because she's a very elegant lady. I'm going to turn this over to Pebbles, and Catherine will speak for her. So, are you ready, Pebbles? Yes, Michael. Oh, this is Catherine. Hello, Pebbles. Oh, I haven't channeled Pebbles before, but I am so delighted, Pebbles. I'm so glad you're here. Thank you, Catherine. I am so happy to talk with my mom, Christine. I want to thank her. She was the kindest, most loving protector that any animal could ask for. We had an arrangement before I came here. I knew that she would be the one who would take care of us, who would understand us, who would offer us everything we could possibly need to live a happy life. I understand now that I came to do more than to protect Christine and to care for her as she cared for me. In the last year, it became very difficult. It was, of course, I didn't remember that I had agreed to this mission. I knew that it was becoming so difficult, and I was trying so hard. When all the people came and they all needed so much help, it was very painful. I couldn't protect my mom. I couldn't protect Catherine. I couldn't help the people who came. It got harder and harder. And when the frequencies were turned up so loud, it was hard to sleep. It became hard to think. And for a while, it was like Michael said, I felt like I'd lost myself. I couldn't feel my heart the way I used to. It used to be easy for me to feel my heart and my soul connection. I knew I was a good being. I knew I was here to bring light. I could feel my light. I knew that was who I was. And as things got difficult, it changed for me. I couldn't hang on. I couldn't hang on to that feeling about myself. And when it's so embarrassing. I still am working to feel all right about that. I understand now that it was just because of the frequencies and because I was upset that I was peeing on Catherine's floor. I apologized to her for that. I'm very sorry that I did that. But it was so confusing. And I was trying to express something. I was trying to show them how upset I was. But I didn't know how. And I wasn't as good expressing my feelings as I am now. It was very upsetting. And my sister was also upset with me. She sometimes was impatient. Bam Bam would approach me, and toward the end, I'm so sorry, Bam Bam. I would hiss at her and make her go away because I just couldn't deal with it. I couldn't be loving anymore, and I couldn't understand why.
my feelings were all jumbled up and confused and painful. I want to tell you all what it was like, because I know people have this problem. I know that there are many now who try to hold on to themselves, and they are under so much stress and so much trauma that they can't, that sometimes they snap and they speak harshly to their loved ones, or they reach out in violence and attack another person. I know that happens because it happened to me. And I now understand that it was my mission to show this to the world, to show this to all of you. Mother was there with me always. I felt her energy. She was my light. But when the frequencies became so loud that I couldn't think, I wasn't myself anymore. I reverted to the most base and primitive feelings that came in the body that I was in. It wasn't. I'm not blaming the cat body for what I did. It was simply that I couldn't hang on anymore. I lost myself. I lost my feeling of being a whole being in command of myself. I had always been very comfortably in command of myself. I loved to jump. I could jump to great heights. I could perch on a very narrow spot. I had perfect balance. I was agile. I could fly. It felt wonderful to be in command of myself, in command of my body. There were some great pleasures in being a cat. To be able to leap 8 times your length, to be able to walk on the earth and feel the connection to Mother Terra, to feel the energy of the earth coming up toward me, to be able to read other people. When they came into the house, I could tell right away. I could tell before they ever arrived. I enjoyed being sensitive. It had its drawbacks sometimes, but I enjoyed it until the recent months when the frequencies became so intense that I felt as though my head was breaking. My body was disintegrating or getting away from me. That's when I started hunting. It was a relief at first. It was a way for me to focus, to concentrate hard on something, and then I could feel alive. I could feel like I was in command. If I focused my energy and my eyes very closely, I would watch and wait. And when a little animal would appear, I would wait and wait until it came close.
and then I would bounce. And at first it was just like, it was like the box. I hated myself for what I did. I made the little being die. I saw it leave its body. And I was so touched and ashamed that I had done that. I told Christine, my mom, I told her what I had done. She was so kind. She explained to me that, oh no, we don't do that. We love other beings. We don't do that. And of course I knew. No, I don't do that. I would never do that. But as it got worse and worse, I couldn't stand it. My head was aching. My body was aching. My heart was broken. And the only relief I had was if I would focus hard and hunt. I lost myself in it. I lost myself to the killing. It wasn't because I was hungry, although I tried eating them, and I found I didn't need to go home. I could stay out and hunt for hours and hours and hours. I was completely lost in it. It made me, it's strange to say this, it made me feel alive when I couldn't feel anything but misery. I don't completely understand it now, yet, but Mother and Father have been so kind, and I understand more of it now, that it was my mission to go through this terrible experience, to lose my grip on myself, and to turn to killing. And when I did, I became the energy of violence and killing. And in the end, I attracted that to myself. I didn't even feel the danger because I was so immersed in the feeling of killing that I didn't know that I could be prey. I didn't even care. I wasn't protecting myself anymore. I was just on a rampage. And it is my mission to do that, to experience that terrible split in myself, to describe it to you and to know that this happens to others, that this is the story of how all of humankind has been pulled down into darkness so many times, so many lifetimes. This same story has been told, that a human has been drawn down into the darkness out of frustration or desperation. And even as it was happening to me, I knew that my mom, Christine, loved me. I knew that Mother God loved me. I knew that I was a good person, a good being somewhere in my being. I knew I had been, but I couldn't hold on. With all that help and all that love, all the people who cared for me, I couldn't hold on. I tell you this because there are many now, the ones who are sending out these terrible frequencies, the same thing happened to them. The same thing happened to them that happened to me. They were tortured and they broke. It's like having yourself break. I wanted you to know this story. I wanted you to know what it felt like. I wanted to be able to explain to you how beings get sucked down into the darkness, into violence, and become something that they never intended to be. I'm glad that it's over. I'm so thankful that it's over. I'm here with Mother and Father and Michael and Sananda and all the other wonderful masters who have always been my friends. I have no regrets. If what I experienced will help another, I have no regrets. I'm sorry that I hurt you, Christine, my dear mom. I'm sorry that I caused my family pain. But they understand. I love you all. I wish to reach out to everyone and say to you, but for grace, there go I. Thank you. I send my love to all of you. I will be here with you. I will tell you more as our stories unfold. Thank you. I love you.
Miss Pebbles, there aren't enough words to say thank you enough for this generous and tender offering you brought us. I am speechless. Thank you so much, and we love you. We love you so much.
This is Catherine. My goodness, the tears are pouring down my face.
Oh.
Pebbles was crying. She didn't have tears when she was a cat, but she does now.
Just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. What courage. What love.
Who would have ever thought? We could not in any way have ever imagined what this was about. That she came here to teach us this. We felt it, you know, Christine and I have felt it more and more as we experience these brutal frequencies, we make jokes. I sometimes talk to the ones at the other end of the frequencies and give them a piece of my mind, or I laugh about it and you know, accuse them of being blockheaded because we've told them so many times what's available for them and what they could have if they would just be willing to change their minds. But it is increasingly, the worse it gets, the more sympathy I feel for them. The more they turn on us, you can tell it's because we say, we're just here to love you. We're just here to try to help you get through the door because it's so important. We don't want you to be left behind. We don't want anyone to be left behind. And the more we feel this, the more compassion I feel for them. And Christine does too. She's leveled by it. She's in terrible pain. But all we can say to them is, I'm sorry that this happened to you. Just as it happened to Pebbles. We saw her going crazy before our eyes. Her eyes looked wild and deranged. It was like watching a person go crazy. And having seen that, I know what happened to them. Now we all know what happened to them. The same thing that happened to Pebbles. Because they were all tortured. There is not one of them who didn't have a life, a childhood, of obscene, unspeakable abuse. There is no judgment that would be appropriate. There is no punishment that would be right for a person who has suffered such incredible abuse. We must heal this with love. It's the only way. So every day we send them love, we tell them jokes, we cajole them, we prod them, we tell them stories, we try to help them wake up, and apparently it's working because many, many, many have come home, and many of them were truly just innocent children who were kidnapped. So many. And in fact, everyone who's running the cabal now were just children who were co-opted or kidnapped or tortured into doing what they're doing now. So we pray for them all to come home. And they better make it soon. Because we're tired of this. We're exhausted. We want to go on to the next glorious project. And from what I just said, they're now stabbing me in the heart. And Christine is holding her head. So we keep on keeping on, as all of you are doing. We're all just hanging on by our fingernails. I know it. Everyone who writes to me, I can feel it. You're hopeful. You're working so hard. You're striving. You're reaching in a way that you've never done before. So many people have written to tell me this, that they're learning things they've never known before. They're stretching, becoming something new. So there is great hope. There is great progress being made. And every time someone raises their energy, raises their vibration, it adds to the momentum. So Pebbles, oh, Pebbles, you are a miracle. So Pebbles has sacrificed herself to help teach us what it is to fall, what it is for a beautiful, high being to be destroyed by the abuse. The more we see it and feel it and hear it, the more we understand what a dark, dark place this has been. We've all learned to try to look for the beauty and to find peace in the small things. But on the whole, it has been just terrible. And there's no shame in acknowledging that you've been affected by it. We all are working really hard to stay steady and keep going. But we need to also acknowledge this is hard stuff. And boy, did Pebbles teach us that. She wasn't afraid to take on the hardest lessons of all. Oh, goodness, we're going to be thinking about this for a long time. I feel Mother here. I think Mother wants to come and speak with us all and to tell us a little more about the story. I'll just let Mother come right on through. Hello, Mother. Hello, my dear. Yes, this is your mother, Mother God. Well, this has been quite a week, hasn't it? Yes, our beloved Pebbles is back. Now, we have told you many times, our dear children, that we are not separate on some cloud looking down upon you. We are here with you in many forms. And yes, you might say, I was the soul of Pebbles. She is a facet of my energy. Of course, she had her own free will in her project here on Earth. But I was with her always, as she felt. And yes, I did this because I wanted to represent the energy of Father and me here on the earth with this dear family that's now leading the charge. I came because I knew Christine would be trusted, that she would care for this little cat in a way that no one else could. It was part of our agreement before she came here. And she fulfilled her part of the mission brilliantly. Pebbles could not have done what she did if it weren't for the love she felt. This is also part of the lesson. Many people think that if someone goes berserk and does something violent, that they must have had a bad family life or they must have been mistreated. We want you to understand, beloved ones, that no one is immune. No one has the strength to withstand the kind of abuse and darkness that has been perpetrated on this planet. No one can survive it without a special dispensation from us, without special help. Now, of course, Pebbles had that. She had to break away from the family by going out into the world to leave their loving arms. It was part of her mission. She knew to do that because it was fulfilling what she came here for. But she had to break away from the love. And you see people do that, don't you? The ones who go crazy, the ones who can't bear the pain of their lives any longer. They push away from the very ones who are trying to love them. This is what your brothers and sisters are doing. The ones who are running this program, these terrible frequencies that cause you so much pain, especially those of you who are sensitive. We understand it very well because we have lived it. I lived as Pebbles, felt her feelings, know what she experienced. I know what you're living through. And I tell you, beloved ones, we honor you, your courage, your determination, your will to break through this, to carry each other across the finish line. It is brilliant to see your light, to see how you love each other, how resolute you are. You are succeeding. And love will win the day. Of course, we've been very concerned about those who are refusing to come back, who are refusing to accept our offer of love. It cannot be forced. Everyone has free will. And as difficult as it is, we must all be resolute about that as well. You know, when you're on an airplane and the demonstration of what to do if oxygen is needed is told to you, put your mask on yourself first and then help others around you. We say this to those dear children who are stuck in a feedback loop of violence and rage and sadness and fear. Save yourselves. Come to us. First, save yourself. And then others will be saved as well. As we come to the end of this project, we look forward to brilliant new beginnings, great joy, great expansion. And every single being on this beloved planet will be raising their vibration to higher and higher dimensions. Some of you will just soar and will come right up here with us in the higher dimensions. Don't feel you have to stop at the fifth dimension. You will sit beside us. And we have joked about the after party. Saint Germain is going to be giving a fabulous banquet, a fabulous gala to celebrate. And you are all invited. You only need to go to your heart and your inner mind where you reach to us, and we will all be there together. And that is just the beginning of the great delights and the new information you will be given. Oh, you have much to learn. But look forward to it the way you looked forward to your first day of school, most of you. It's going to be a brilliant time. And we promise you will be surrounded by loving masters and guides and helpers and those who love you, whether they are there in a body or here with us. You feel us coming closer and closer, don't you? The veil is thinning. We are here beside you. We are not far away in some distant galaxy or some throne on top of a cloud. No, we're right here with you. Now, I hope you will think about Pebble's story. I hope you will listen to your heart to reach for the depth of what this story represents for everyone. We love you with all our hearts. We listen for your voice. We watch for your light. I am your Mother God. Namaste, all my beloved children. Namaste.
Thank you, Mother.
Wow. What a lineup.
What do you like to say? You can't make this stuff up. It's absolutely amazing.
Oh, that line did cross my mind about halfway through. You can't make this stuff up. It's true.
It's so beautiful. Thank you.
You know, there's a lesson in this, too. It was the same with the lessons they gave me to get to where we are now when I was learning to channel. Just when I would be completely puzzled and distraught and exhausted and not know where on earth something was leading, it would turn out to be 1,000 times better than I could have even imagined. And they would surprise me with something wonderful. So it's going to be like that. We can't even imagine how wonderful it's going to be. Very soon. It's already wonderful. But things are going to tumble out of the most unexpected places, and we are just going to not be able to believe what we're experiencing. So I can't add anything to this unbelievable story.
You are
You are loved and you are love. This is what Christine used to say to Pebbles and Bam Bam all the time, but especially to Pebbles. She would say, you are loved and you are love. So thank you, Pebbles, for coming. Thank you, Mother. Thank you, Michael and Sananda. Thank you all. We will be back. Same time next week. And oh my, who knows what that might bring. I just wanted to say I played this song, this beautiful song, because they were playing it for me the night that Sananda told me about Pebbles. And this song really describes Pebbles. She was too sweet for this life. I'm going to play it now. And I recommend you can get it on the internet. It's Don McLean who sings this wonderful song called Starry, Starry Night. So long, everybody.
Good night, everyone. Thank you, Catherine. Thank you, Christine.
Bye, Meg.
Bye.
Blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hill. Sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chill in colors on the snowy linen land. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, how you suffered for your sanity, how you tried to set them free. They would not listen. Did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen now. Starry, starry night. Flaming flowers that brightly blaze. Swirling clouds in violet haze. Reflections in the stars that shine a blue. Colors changing hue. Morning fields of amber grain, weathered faces lined in pain, are soothed beneath the artist's loving hand. Now I understand what you tried to say to me, to how you suffered for your sanity, to how you tried to set them. They would not listen, they did not know how. Perhaps they'll listen, or they could not love you.